I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Charles Barber was the chief engraver of the United States Mint for 38 years, from 1879 until he died in 1917. Over those nearly four decades, he designed many of our coins, including the V-nickel and the Barber dime, the Barber quarter, and the Barber half dollar. Not only did those last three have the same name, they also had the same portrait on the head's side, that of Barber's interpretation of Lady Liberty. Oh, she was on his nickel, too, but the V-nickel was named for the tail's side, the Roman numeral V for five, as in 5 cents. So in the early 1900s, except for the Indian head penny, four of our five common coins were designed by the same man. Coin enthusiasts considered the Barber coins pretty boring, but what could they do? Barber was the chief engraver, after all. Well, Robert Woolley to the rescue. Wait, who's Robert Woolley, you ask? Well, Robert is one of those footnotes to history, marginally famous for two things. One, as chairman of publicity for President Woodrow Wilson, he made up Wilson's re-election campaign slogan, "He kept us out of war." And two, for just 1 year, from 1915 to 1916, Robert Woolley was the director of the United States Mint. But oh, what he did in that 1 year. Mainly, he misinterpreted a United States law to the benefit of coin lovers everywhere. The law said that the design of a United States coin could not be changed until 25 years after it was introduced. But Mr. Woolley thought it said that U.S. coins had to be changed after 25 years. And since 1916 marked the 25th year for several of our coins, Mr. Woolley, as Mint Director, ordered them changed. The Lincoln penny was okay because it was only 6 years old, and the Buffalo nickel just 3 years old. Ah, but those Barber coins, the Barber dime, the Barber quarter, and the Barber half dollar had all been around since 1892, and that was 25 years. My goodness, they all had to go. Charles Barber, who in 1916 was 75 but still chief engraver of the United States Mint, was asked to draw up new designs for the dime, quarter, and half dollar. He did. But the Art Commission, that was the final judge of new coins, didn't like any of Barber's new designs and rejected them all. So Mint Director Robert Woolley gave three prominent artists a shot at designing the new coins. And Charles Barber was absolutely furious. All of his coins were going to be replaced at once, and he'd been told his new designs weren't good enough. When the dust settled, two designs of artist Adolph Weinmann were chosen, for the Walking Liberty half dollar and the Mercury head dime. And artist Herman McNeil's design for the Standing Liberty quarter was chosen. The third artist, Album Polasek, was skunked. Meanwhile, Charles Barber did everything he could to sabotage the new coins. He tried to slow production. He tried to have the new coins modified, but to no avail. So in 1916, we had three new coins all at once, the Mercury dime, the Standing Liberty quarter, and the Walking Liberty half dollar. And all because Robert Woolley thought he had to do it. Mint directors after Woolley realized the law said you could change coins after 25 years, not that you had to change them. So the Lincoln penny stayed the same for 50 years, and the Roosevelt dime has been with us for over 70 years now. By the way, one coin didn't last the required 25 years. The Ben Franklin half dollar first appeared in 1948, and it was replaced after just 17 years. Why? Because Congress wanted to honor John Kennedy with the coin after he was assassinated. And in 1964, the year after the assassination, the Kennedy half dollar replaced the Franklin half dollar. Thanks for listening, and if you'd like to get better depth from your metal detector, no matter what brand or model you use, read my article at treasuremanual.com. Click on the Articles tab up top. And while you're there, read the tempting ad for my metal detecting manual. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.